Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the love of God, and this is so important to be established in your life. If you don't have the love of God, you are nothing. If you don't have the love of God functioning, living and abiding and excelling in it and abounding in it, the Bible says that everything we do, it just profits us nothing. God says that love is the most important thing. It is the commandment of God, and it is to abide in you. By this shall all men know that you truly are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, because you walk in love. I trust that you're taking hold of these principles and you're incorporating them in your life. You're letting the Word of God correct you on areas where you have not been walking in love. You need to make the decision that you are going to walk in love at all times. Remember, the love of God is the agape, God kind of love. And this is a love which realizes and understands the valuableness, the preciousness, and the worth of an individual. Every person is valuable and precious. Start seeing every person you come in contact with as valuable and precious and of great worth. And you'll never be negative against them. You'll never be critical against them. You'll never let yourself have unforgiveness. You'll never let yourself react negatively. Every negative reaction is always out of selfishness. It's always out of your own attitude. It's out of the flesh. It is never from the Lord. God wants you to act in a way of love and love every single person. You have a spirit of love, and you are to develop it. It is a command that God has given to us, and we've got to make a decision. We're going to walk in line with His command. We're going to put on love, the bond of perfectness. We're going to be rooted and grounded in love and know the love of Christ and let it abound more and more, and it's an increase and abound in our life, not only towards God and towards the brothers, sisters in Christ, but towards all men, praise God. We're going to show our love because we're a giver. We're going to give out. We're going to be never working ill or injury or hurt. We're going to be edifying people. We're going to be serving one another. We're going to be holding one another up. We're going to be speaking the truth in love. We're going to always be showing comfort and tenderness. And we're going to have a pure heart, a good conscience, faith unfeigned. It's not going to be fake. It's going to be sincere. And it's shown by our work. Love is not just in word. It is in labor. It is in deed. It is in truth. And it is shown forth as we are long-suffering to our brothers. We don't write them off. We're long-suffering. We look for ways of being constructive so we can show an act of kindness. We're not envious or jealous. We're not boastful or braggart or full of pride. We don't act rude or improper in speech or conduct. We don't seek our own or demand our own ways or be selfish. We're not easily provoked. We just let problems just go by the wayside and let the Lord deal them. We're not touchy. We're not fretful. We're not resentful. We're not easily stirred up to anger. That's the love of God, see. We think no evil. We're going to think on good things. We don't rejoice in iniquity, but we rejoice in the truth. We cover over and bear all things that go on. We don't be one who goes around being a gossiper and speaking negative things. We cover over people's sins. Love covers the multitude of transgressions. And we are ready to believe the best of every single person, hoping all things, enduring all things, knowing that love never fails. We've talked about how to develop love. It is developed through you receiving love as commandment. It is also developed as you make a quality decision, not something I'll try, but a decision to walk by love step by step, day after day. You're going to have faith in God's love, and you're going to develop love through the Word in you as you hear it and you allow it to dwell in your heart and in your mind. And you're going to love yourself, valuing yourself, and start confessing what the Word of God says about how love acts. Start personalizing that confession by confessing how you act in line with the Word of God as the love of God. And then, of course, act in line with it. Love is not in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Not in lip service, it's in action. Remember, quit talking about people negatively. Keep yourself in the love of God and allow God to perfect it in you. We talked about living by love. You live by love and you keep His commandments as you continue in love and excel and abound in it. Whenever you preach the word to people, you do it out of love. You esteem those over you in the Lord, pastors and elders and those in ministry, in love because of their work's sake. You follow after love. Remember, God doesn't forget your labor of love, and He says you're supposed to have fervent love towards one another, praise God. And we're supposed to provoke others to love and love the brotherhood. Remember that everything is to be done in love in your life. In Revelation 2:4, we saw that scripture where He said He rebuked them because they had left their first love. Don't let there be another love over Jesus in your life. Don't leave your first love. Put Him first love. And remember, don't love the world or the things of in the world. If you love the world or value the world, the love of the Father is not in you. It is very important that you do not allow a valuableness or a preciousness attitude towards the world to be in you. God wants you to love the Father and walk in the ways of the Word of God. Now, we've been talking about the blessings and rewards of living by love in the last broadcast. We saw in John 14:21 and 23 that the Father will come and make His abode in you and dwell in you if you will walk in line with the Word, showing that you walk in line with love. That's the first blessing and reward that we see there in John 14. He'll make His abode in you. He'll dwell in you. Because you walk in love, God's going to come and He is going to bless you. In Romans 8, verse 26 to 28, where the Bible's talking about praying and making intercession by the Holy Spirit, it says that as we are allowing the Holy Spirit to pray and make intercession through us, that all things, referring to all things we've been praying about by the Holy Spirit, are working together for good to those that love God, that are called according to His purpose. What's our purpose? To be a blessing to others, to release the power of God through the Word and through the Holy Spirit. And then as we do what the Word says, then all these things will work together for good to those that love God. It's for those that love God. Only for those that love God. Not just anybody. It's for those that truly love God that things are going to work out for them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, we saw eyes not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. There's that phrase again. For them that love Him. It is so important that you make a decision that you're going to walk in line with love. What's He going to do? He's going to reveal these things. He reveals them unto us by His Spirit. Otherwise, the revelation of the things of God that He has for you will come as you walk in love. Everybody wants to know, what's my plan? What's the plan of God for me? What do you want me to do? What are all the things? I want to know your ways. Well, it'll happen as you walk in love because God will reveal the things He has prepared for you. Also, 1 Corinthians 8:3, the Bible says, if any man love God, see, that's the condition, the same is known of him. If you truly love God, then you're going to be known of Him. It means you'll be known of God. God will take notice of you. Now, sure, He knows every one of us of what's going on, but we're talking about He's going to really take notice. He sees the ones who really walk in the love of God, and you better believe He's going to come and bless and reward those that are walking in love. Praise God. Very important. Remember, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, here's another blessing and reward. Galatians 5, 6 says that faith which worketh by love. Our faith works by love. So as we walk by love, then our faith is going to be workable. It's going to be energized. It's going to be active and operative because we're going to be operating in the love of God. So you need love to be operating in you if you're going to see your faith work. And it will work and it will bring forth fruit in you. Some people try to operate in faith, but they aren't walking in love and they wonder why their faith's not working. It's because they're in areas of sin. If you're not walking in love, then you're going to be walking in the flesh or walking contrary to the ways of the Word, and you're going to be in sin, and that will stop your faith from being productive. Praise God. A scripture over in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 says that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Holiness is produced in your life through one rooted in love. If you will walk in the love of God, you will see the holiness of God will be established in you. 1 Thessalonians 3:12 and 13 also brings this out where it says we're to be increasing and abounding in love one toward another and toward all men. And it says to the end that He may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God. What's going to be the result? He will establish your heart unblameable in holiness. That's because you walk in love. Love is going to bring forth the holiness of God in you. Ephesians 3:19, the Bible says, when that you're rooted and grounded in love and you know the love of Christ, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Here's another blessing and reward. When you walk in love, you will be filled with all the fullness of God. That is absolutely astounding. You can't even fathom all the fullness of God that He has for you. But God will fill you with all the fullness of God if you'll walk in love. Ephesians 4:15, as you speak the truth in love, that you may grow up unto Him in all things. It'll cause you to grow up in Christ. I guarantee you, if you're running around in the flesh, you're not going to grow up. Remember He said you guys are running around in carnality. I can't speak to you about spiritual things. And certainly they couldn't grow up into the things of the Lord because they were walking carnal. If you walk contrary to love, you're walking in the flesh in carnality. As you walk in love, though, you're going to grow up into Christ in all things. Colossians 2:2, here's another scripture talking about love, how we're being knit together in love. And our hearts will be comforted. And then God's going to bring forth His blessings. As our hearts are knitted together in love, then God's going to do great things. He's going to bless us and reward us. And this is what He does in a marriage. This is what He can also do in friendships to bring forth in the body of Christ, to knit the body of Christ together in love to do the work of the ministry and be the vessels that God's called them to do. Philemon verse 7 talks about how the bowels of the saints are refreshed because of the consolation of thy love. Otherwise, love brings a refreshing to the hearts of the saints. It brings a renewing or reviving. You can breathe life into people as you operate in the love of God. Over in James, the Bible talks about the fact that we're going to receive a crown of life as we walk in love. And also it talks about us being heirs of the kingdom for those that love Him. Heirs of the kingdom which He has promised to them that love the Lord. Praise God. In 1 John 2:10, it says there'll be no occasion of stumbling in Him. Otherwise you won't stumble and fall when you're walking in the love of God. It is so important that you make the decision to walk in love. 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out fear. As you develop in love, it will eliminate all of the fear in your life as well. Praise God. And also, if you'll learn to keep yourself walking in the love of God, the wicked one will not be able to touch you. The devil will not have place in your life. And you will see that you will be blessed. And if the enemy can't get to you, the blessings of God are going to come upon you and the Word is going to produce fruit in you. Make the decision to live and walk by love and watch His blessings and rewards come upon you in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,